My name is Anonymous. I'm in my early 30s, and I think I'm dating a good man. Actually, I know I am. He's sweet, like overly sweet. He calls me every day. He fixes things in my apartment.
Oh.
He buys me gifts I didn't even ask for, expensive ones.
Mm-hmm. Sounds just like
me. He got some budget.
Sounds just like me.
Just like who?
Just like me.
Okay.
And any other girl would probably say, I've won. But I'm annoyed, like deeply annoyed.
This is, she's South African, definitely South African, eh?
I think so,
I think she stays in Johannesburg, South. Or West.
We've been dating for 4 months, and I don't feel anything.
Wait, this guy has been fixing and buying expensive gifts after 4 months.
Like, I'm trying to hear where she's going to lead to. Like, she better say, nah, but I finally changed my ways, and now I'm going to marry
him. Oh, I love him, yeah. I've decided he's the one.
But let's hear out.
He talks a lot about nothing. Like, I'll be in the middle of telling him a story about my life, and he'll interrupt me just to say something random. Not even interesting random, just noise.
Mm.
Or he'll stop me mid-sentence to kiss me.
Mm.
Or do this thing where he touches my nose and says, boop.
Hey! Wait, he says what?
Boop.
On the nose. Let me see.
You gotta touch my nose.
But you say it there.
Why are you doing this?
How do they do it?
It's just this. It's just boop.
Boop.
Yeah, it's not like
So he's doing it. He's saying,
you're thinking of this one when they say, I've got your nose.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's just a boop.
Yeah.
At first, I thought it was cute. But now it's like, can you just let me finish what I'm saying?
See what happens when a brother's too happy. Okay, but anyways. Yeah.
Too accommodating.
Mm.
I don't feel heard. I don't feel understood. I just feel managed. Even in the bedroom, it's the same thing.
Girl, you know why.
Safe, predictable, the same position every time.
Same position.
What happens if it works?
Oh, when I put you in one position for 70 minutes, you get it, babe.
All right.
I've tried to suggest new things, but he gets nervous.
They're like, cow. Doggy.
I want to put you in one position for 70 minutes, babe.
He gets nervous and scared.
Yeah.
And I can feel it. He's not confident.
Yeah.
That's when it hit me. I'm not turned on. Not physically, not emotionally.
Mm.
I've been trying to force it, but he's a good guy.
Mr. Right.
When he initiates sex, it almost feels awkward. Like, he'll touch me and say things like, are you ready for some sexy time?
Hey!
That's nice.
Are you ready? Yeah, bro.
That's his small play. He just touches it and says,
my name is Mambo.
Are you ready?
That makes me just shut down.
Yes.
I feel bad for saying it, but it gives me the ick.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Even when I'm sleeping, he'll randomly wake me up just to kiss me. Or I'll close my eyes in the car and he'll ask, are you sleeping? Yes, obviously. Just let me rest.
How did you hear me? How did you hear me? But okay.
The craziest part is he always asks for permission to do everything.
Ish.
Is it okay if I do this?
Ish.
And I'm just thinking, please, just live your life.
Ish.
Be a man.
Be a man.
I think he's scared to lose me. So he's trying to be perfect. Mm. But the more perfect he tries to be, the more I pull away. And I hate admitting this, but I've dated worse men. Men who didn't care, men who made me anxious, men who made me question everything. And with them, I felt something. With him, I feel nothing.
She was feeling pain.
She needed a painkiller. Feeling a headache.
God is giving her a painkiller she wants.
Her heart is beating at an abnormal rate and she's there like, yo, I feel amazing. Yeah. But sure.
Now I'm stuck wondering, is he boring or am I just not used to being loved properly?
This is Leo, guys. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated. So we're trying something new. We have spoken to the Seaters, the disciples, and we're like, guys, want to involve you guys in these episodes. So we're getting these stories. We've got our ghost lady. Our ghost Ruby in the background. who's going to be reading these things. And we're going to unpack these stories and try to learn as much as possible as guys. We do have a producer for the show now. So shout out to the producer. She has helped us unpack certain subjects that are involved in the story. I also got the notes. I added some games. So it's going to be an amazing episode. So we're unpacking this. We're unpacking X. We're unpacking how does it feel like to be dating a boring guy? How does it feel like to be dating a good guy? Why is peace and stability pushing young people away in 2026?
Yeah, and obviously, guys, this is a new thing. So if you have a story that you want to tell us, it's completely anonymous. Yeah. Ruby will read it out loud.
But we won't know who you are.
We will know, obviously, but like, we won't tell anyone.
We won't tell them who you are.
Because we are seated with you. Yeah. But check out our Instagram, @seatedwith, to be able to participate. Just send us a message.
You can send all things at info@rambilimedia.co.za.
Yeah.
That's where you can send all of your stories.
Yeah.
And you're going to see why you don't want to send your story, because we are going to go deep into... Yes.
Yeah. It's basically like it's like an answer for the problem that you've been having in your life. But
And we've got a mic here in the studio. We've got Tabang as usual. Shout out Tabang. We've got Kenny, we've got Mbali, we've got Ruby, and we've got Sikhe Moye in the building for one of the first times ever. So we need women's opinions. We've got some questions here for women that I have here.
Yeah.
So Mbali, Sikhe, Ruby, more than welcome to answer. Tabang and Kenny, we are presenting you. We've got you. But let's get into the most,
it's like when Bafana represents South Africa at the World Cup. Is it a good thing?
But we are more like Man City.
Yeah, Man City. Paris? You mean like France? But okay, that's fine. Yeah.
At the UEFA, is it? Man City pay for UEFA?
It's okay, Toto. It's okay. Don't try to do something.
How are you? How are you doing, bro?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I don't have anything else to say. I think everything is like as it should be currently. Yeah. I'm not drowning. God's good. Still very like trying to figure out my relationship with God, like every single day.
Yeah.
What it looks like when it's good, when it's bad. Because, you know, when we, as Christians, when things are bad, we become martyrs. Maybe it's like a martyr for the church. You start seeing motivational speeches everywhere you go. I'm in pain, but God is there. But when your things are up, we forget.
Serious. For me, it's the inverse.
Really? Also, when things are up, you're praising God.
God. Then when things are good, I'm just there like, yo, God. Like.
So wait.
Because I know it's my responsibility to get things done.
Yeah.
So when things are done, I'm just there like, it's like God is like a timer looking at me.
Really?
And he's there like, dude, you need to work. And I'm just there like, I know.
Nah, for me, it's like, yo, God, please give us provision. And then gives me provision. Then I'm just there like, oh, shut up. That's the issue. So I'm trying to get into that flow of like,
That's why you need things like church and home cell, because they keep you in the loop no matter what. And you go no matter what. Yes. Yeah.
Weekly, wherever you're struggling, wherever you're not struggling. So yeah, I'm kind of okay. Good place to be right now. No, my rent just went up. I signed a contract to say my rent is up just to reflect South Africa. What's happening in South Africa? We are under attack. As youth, we are under attack. We don't have the same BEE tenders that our parents had.
Where are they?
They're finished. The percentages are full in there.
Because I hear people say, you know what? PEE is horrible. Just where?
Bro, we are too young.
It's me, EE.
Yeah, bro. Like when I tell you there's some black men that are just too young to be receiving BEE clearly, because we never touched it. We never touched that privilege.
There's an age limit, bro.
Yeah. Back in the day, white people used to look to the blacks and say, please fill out our offices. Please give us our things. We have to meet this quota, otherwise we can't operate now.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, dude.
I think they found a way around it.
Yeah. But that's not the point. Yeah. Rent just went up. Yeah. And I'm just trying to take it as an indicator that life is going to get better soon.
Wow.
I told Percy. I told Percy that he was like, wow, that's very positive.
Yeah, it's very positive. So I was like, wow.
Yeah, this just means life is on the way up. God thinks I can handle it now. He wouldn't have given it to me. He would have given it to me last year. I get my rent didn't go up last year.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's how I am. How are you? I don't want to talk too much.
I'm good, bro. I'm good. I'm excited to go into this conversation. I mean, we're working. Yeah.
We're working all the time.
You know,
I wake up early every day.
I don't speak about how I am to myself, just know that I'm actually not grand.
Yeah.
But I'm okay, bro. Like, I feel like...
How's your sleeping been?
It's been horrible.
Are you sleeping on like...
I'm having dreams. Before I sleep, I'm brainstorming.
Yeah.
When I wake up, I'm brainstorming. And this is like in my sleep. And then when I get up, I'm so fatigued. Like today I woke up, I was like, yo.
Yeah, really.
Like, I just come from like a 4-hour masterclass with myself.
Yeah, because in before you sleep, you're like, can I have to do this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this would be a great idea.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, if I actually did this, you know, tomorrow when I wake up, you know, and Kiman, you're not even speaking. You're just in bed, closing your eyes, but you're thinking out loud. But anyway.
Yeah, but it's good, though, because I feel like sometimes when I lose that, those micro steps, that sustainability in work, like me continuously working, I have these moments, and then from there, like, I then wake up and I work a ridiculous amount. Like, I've already done like 3 posts today.
Yeah.
I think I did 8 posts on IG yesterday, but I've been doing trial reels, so not everybody's seeing all my reels. So trial reels are this thing where you post and then it goes to people that are your non-followers.
Mm.
So I've been really just trying to push as much as possible, trying new things, like learning more new things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But things are good, bro. Like, everything is nice. I was talking to, I don't know if I said this on the podcast or if I said this on a live or what, or last week, but I've changed like my prayer points. Like, I'm praying for like, God, please give us provision. God, please give me a new car. Give me an apartment. It's like, yo, help me love better. Help me enjoy a smile better. Help me.
Oh, you're praying from privilege now, white privilege now. You're no longer praying the black man's prayer. You're there saying to yourself, you're not. We have white privilege now. Let's pray for things like, God, give me a peaceful heart. We don't have time for peaceful heart. God, give me provision. Give me a new car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So the reason why we're asking, why I'm praying for like a peaceful heart or for peace or for emotional regulations, because I feel like once those things exist, it allows for you to work better. And then from there, you yourself and God can then bring the provision. Yeah. So provision is like, because now if you pray for provision, like for example, now with this new car, I got a new car.
Yeah.
I get the car and then it's like, what's the car? At the end of the day, it's just a car.
Yeah.
So now if my happiness is tied and my prayers are tied to that material possession, it's like once that thing goes or reduces, my money go up or down, my emotions also go up and down. So my point of that is so that if money is up or down, I can still continue being Tato and still enjoy my relationship, enjoy my, you know, my relationship with my parents, enjoy my friendship with my friends, enjoy coming to work. Because then I know that my prayer point is not linked to necessarily those things, but it's linked to enjoying life.
Yeah. Just saying, be careful, because, you know, God hears a prayer and then he hears you say, I pray for love. And he sends you to Love Island, sends you Big Brother, sends you to things that you did never expected. That's what I'm saying. Don't be ever anti-praying for provision.
I'm not anti-praying for provision.
That's what I'm trying to say, yeah. Because that's
I'm not anti-praying for provision, but I really believe that, like, at the end of the day, everything is up to you.
Yeah, Dev.
Like, your success, your growth is up to
it
you.
It pours out of you.
And then when you pray to God, it's like you basically seeking his word to help you be a better version of yourself.
Yeah.
So it's like, maybe I'm speaking from privilege. Maybe I've clocked how to get provision.
Yeah. So now you're like, how do I just be happy?
Yeah. But I don't think it's just that. I really think it's a thing of, like,
I think
there's lots of danger in praying for only provision, because then your mind is tied to that thing.
Yes,
and then now when the thing doesn't come, your emotions are down and then you're sad and depressed because you don't have 10K in the bank account. You don't get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm good. So let's go into this.
First of all, my sister, Lady X.
You know what? I'm not going to even comment anything. I'm going to actually go through this. Do you have any comments before we get started?
I think that My overall, like, observation of, like, the intro, and if you guys have just already forgotten the intro, just go back a couple of seconds and come back here. Yeah. But is that, like, bro, like, when women are comfortable, it doesn't mean they're happy. But we perceive as blacks as comfort being happiness.
As blacks as
I say as blacks, bro, because I have to be honest. I get it because I can't relate to any other race. I don't know. White people seem to love each other for
There's only one race, man, the human race.
yeah. Whatever. But white people seem like they love each other for real. You know what I mean? Like, for real. Like, I only see that love out of a black man after his third relationship or third wife or second, you know, when he really marries for love or not the point. But yeah, I'm hearing, she's like, I'm super comfortable in this relationship. I just don't love this man. And it's like, we hearing the story and we're like, oh my God, like, you're supposed to love this man because you're comfortable.
Yeah,
but it's like, just because he gave you comfort, he gave you love, he's being intentional, boop, doesn't mean you're happy. Doesn't mean that you love him. Doesn't mean you're attracted to him.
Yeah, I think, I
I have different views. I think it's a bit deeper. I think he's lacking certain characteristics that a man needs to have to enable a woman to be happy. But let's unpack it.
Let's unpack it.
So it's in this thing. So there's a line that she said that's very dangerous. She said the more perfect he tries to be, the more she pulls away.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Which shows, for me, a lack of realness from his side. He knows that on paper, a good boyfriend has to do these things. Yeah. But it's like, what does she actually want? You know what I'm saying?
So you're telling me this brother, bless his soul. We couldn't get his voice today.
Let's call him Tabiso.
Tabiso. We couldn't get your voice today, Tabiso. Bless your soul. You're thinking this brother's saying to himself, rah, let me just become a better boyfriend. Every single day, let me become a better boyfriend. And this hun is getting angrier and angrier and angrier. Like, what?
No,
Isn't that a bit unfair?
I think he thinks being a better boyfriend means this, but he's not engaging her and asking,
What do you want?
What does a better boyfriend look like to you? Mm. So he's watched movies, heard from his uncles who are in failed relationships, what it means to be a good man. So he's doing all these things like a boop. Yeah. I'm sure that guy in his heart does not want to say boop.
He does. poop is I love you to him. For him, it's like, hey, like, oh my God, I'm excited to see you.
Yeah. But one thing she did speak about was the ick. And I want to unpack what the ick really is. So let's define it real quick. So the ick is when attraction drops suddenly. But most of the time, it's not random. It's a response to something deeper from that person. Mm. So it's like, for example, you doing a poop. It's not me. I'm not getting an ick because of the poop. I'm getting an ick because that poop reminds me how feminine you are as my man. Mm. So I think some of those things could be neediness, could be lack of confidence or overvalidation and seeking. So it's not just he's nice. It's he feels unsure of himself. Mm. So I think that's a big point that she keeps saying. This guy is not sure in himself. So I asked the ladies on Instagram what an ick is, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to just go through some icks that the ladies are saying. I literally posted this.
Like 40 minutes ago, an hour ago, 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago.
There we go.
And we've got a couple of responses, a bunch of...
Before you continue there, an ick is when a woman stops seeing the usefulness in you because the comfort that you provide for her is no longer a distraction. She's accustomed. It's no longer a brand new thing to her. So an ick is when a woman starts seeing the useless. Like she doesn't feel useless. Like you're not helping her anymore in her life. So what happens is that, like, for example, like Tato, I'm not attracted to you at all, but you're giving me a great life, right? I'm your partner. I'm not attracted to you. We're in Dubai. You're driving a Ferrari. And then you get out of the Ferrari. Keep
dropping blessings, my dear.
Yeah, let me just keep dropping them. You get out of the Ferrari and the valet, you know, he speaks to me, I have a connection with him, I'm attracted to him, I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And then you talk to me, I now have an ick with you because why? I can see over the comforts now. I can see over the relationship.
I think I agree with what you're saying in like a little bit. Like I agree that comforts can cloud a woman's view of a man.
Of what she actually likes.
Of what she likes.
Hallelujah.
So now, obviously, there's things that she was letting get past because she was comfortable and she was enjoying the material possessions. Yes. Then she gets to the point that she goes, okay, cool. I've stabilized.
Yes.
I understand, you know, my confidence here. Let me see who this man really is.
Oh, yes.
Then I think the ick can be presented if he has certain characteristics that she doesn't necessarily like.
And then a man's ick is when woman who never wanted that man wants him and he starts seeing in his partner what the woman he's never had access to.
Explain that better.
A man's ick, when a man has an ick with a woman, it's when woman he's never had access to want him finally. Oh, okay. And he can finally have options of, I need this and a woman, and this girl doesn't give him. So now she's cooking, man, she only makes rice and chicken every day. It's like, bro, Palessa's making linguine. Linguine, prawn. Why it's about linguine, not spaghetti. Linguine.
Chicken a la king.
Yeah, she's making linguine. Here we are again, Reja. Hard body hub. Again.
Also, men. So you're saying men get the ick when they get comfortable in what they have with a woman, and then they start seeing what other women can do.
Yes.
So when they start comparing to outside.
Oh
world.
Yes. Comparison.
I think both men and women.
It's when you escape the comfort. And yeah. then you start seeing.
Okay, I like how you've defined this thing.
It's a fact.
Let's see what people are saying some
X. Yes, yeah, no, definitely.
And our audience is mainly women.
Definitely.
Larato says, when I realized he actually likes me.
You see? Because it's like, oh God, now like this is real. I no longer am the girlfriend. I'm also your partner. How tragic is that?
Okay. He offered to buy me lunch. Did he not bring me a doggy bag from his leftovers? That's a bit of an... It depends who... If that's my girlfriend, I wouldn't mind. Like, she was having a sandwich, chicken mayo sandwich there at Paul's, and then she came with half of it.
No, but if she said, I bought you food.
Like, I brought you.
I bought you food.
Those words sound the same. I bought you and I brought you.
I brought you food. I'll say it again. Let me send the voice. Hey, babe, I bought you food. And then 4 out of 10 Dunked Wings arrive. And the bones are still in there.
Yeah, that's a bit of an issue.
Then what?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to eat the rest of the 4. I would. I get it now.
Yeah.
I'm still comfortable.
Okay, when he bent over and I saw his butt crack.
Fair. Mara, during sex, what do you guys do? Like, you've never seen this man's butt.
Yeah, but his butt is for me, her butt is for me to see.
No,
in closed doors.
No, I get it. She says she saw his butt crack.
That's the action, dog. Now everybody saw his butt.
So this nigga needs to hold his hands behind his bum when vying to the toilet after sex.
She's not in the toilet. When he bent over, like, they're just chilling like this in Jay. He bends over.
But I'm saying she's never seen that butt crack before.
It's not about her not seeing it before. It's the fact that now I'm bending over. Now I'm Bali, Taban, okay. Ruby. Everybody's okay. Seeing my butt crack. Okay. Why am I not wearing a belt?
Okay. I hear you.
Okay. Candy, shout out to Candy, says, oh, this might not be Candy. It's Candy Co. That's Candy, ne? Okay. Candy says, when he forces a friendship so bad that he doesn't want to respect that I don't want to be friends. Okay, so this is Candy wants somebody and then they rejected him and they want to be friends. And he's like, I don't want to be friends with you. I wanted you. Someone said, trying to be funny in public.
Keyword trying. It's either you are or you aren't. Oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, that trying to be funny thing is actually...
That's a huge
Let's take. Come back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's a big ick of mine.
Yeah.
That's a big ick of mine.
Yeah. As someone who's mastered funniness...
No, not as someone who's mastered... I feel like everybody's funny in their own different ways. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some people will be able to be funny by pointing out something like, oh, Chomi, look at that... belt and the boots. They don't look nice together.
Yeah, our humor is all different. Like the way we present our
humor. Yes, it's different. But there's people that like
pygmies.
They want to shine.
Mm.
They want to shine.
They're unskilled. They're unskilled in this.
And we have to hear you, by the way. That's what I hate about people who try to be funny. Like they forget that we all have to hear you. We all have to hear you in the room. So now this girl's like, oh my God, totally. Like, that's not the vibes. Are you the birthday?
Yeah, I've been sending you a lot of these TikToks about these girls that behave like this. And I think it's so irritating. Like, girls that speak in social media in real life continuously is the biggest ick I've ever experienced.
We there drive through. How much is the bill, Mamzo, for the KFC? Yeah, I think it's 60 or 70. 6-7! Komorao!
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's like, we can hear you.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But anyways, yeah.
I'm going to do 2 more. Sikle Moye says
Everything about you, nigga. I guess she's replying to the list. Everything about you, your hair, your clothes, your vibe.
This is how she feels about me. Every time he opened his mouth trying to speak to me and he wasn't you. Oh, try to.
Prove
it! Prove it! The last one here says when they can't have an intellectual conversation.
Yeah, big one.
I think people forget how much people need to be stimulated in conversation.
Yeah.
We can't just speak about the rugby all day.
Yeah.
Anyway, so those are some things people said. Those are the responses, né? Now, there's a difference between loving someone and needing someone to validate you. And I think a lot of people, young people, are in relationships that look like that. A lot of people are in relationships where they're not necessarily there for love and experience on the journey, but they are there for that consistent validation, right?
That's why they cheat fucked up on the weekends also.
Whoa.
I was about
to make it about me. Now you say they cheat.
Oh, whoops. But it's true. That's why they cheat like gang.
No, but cause, for example, with me, and it's crazy. She said, I didn't know she was going to be here. But like, I had this thought like this past week, like, okay, I actually receive a lot. I think because she brought it up in passing around people. And I was just there like, oh, damn, is this a sub? Anyway, she was like, I was thinking like, damn, I need to be careful how much validation I need from my romantic partner in a day, because how can they then view me as a leader? Because now if every day I'm saying, am I dressed fine? Do I look fine? Should I wear this hat? Should I make this decision? What should I pack for scrafty? Like, it's like, okay, cool. Like, nigga, make a decision.
What should we eat?
Like, yeah. What? And it's like, okay, cool.
Makes angry. You know, that question makes women angry also. Like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, like the fact of like you not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
It's kind of like she's seeing you like a baby bird running around. You're not a cock yet. You're just the baby bird.
Yeah.
Running around, not knowing what to do.
So I have a question to the ladies, right? And we're going to try to do this as much as possible. We'll always have some ladies in the room, some ghost ladies. We'll just invite people that obviously work where we work. Is it possible to constantly validate your man and you do not feel the ick?
You're triggering people now. Yeah, triggering people. They're thinking, how am I going to answer this?
I mean, some examples from the story are asking permission for everything, over talking from nervousness, constant physical interruption. You know, yeah.
This guy's a mess.
He's a mess. Clearly, you can answer next.
He's a mess. Basically, how does it feel to be with an indecisive man and still reassure him?
Is there sustainability in an indecisive man, Ruby?
No, because it gets to a point.
Hold on, please read the question carefully.
Because I want her to say yes, because I'm an indecisive.
No, answer.
It gets to a point.
Yeah, into the mic, not into us.
Okay. Yeah, it gets to a point. Like every day, every week, day in and out, I'm reassuring you. You are asking me about the same thing. Nah. Okay.
Sitle?
We're gonna stop saying names because people's opinions are going to get trend one day on this podcast. But yes, go ahead.
Say it.
Personally, I feel like the question is open to interpretation, like the statement rather, because when you're with someone, you go through different phases in life, and sometimes you're gonna need that constant validation, and you just have to get through that phase with them. So either you're in or out.
So have you ever received the ick from a potential boyfriend?
Thank you so much. thank you so much, lady number two. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Both saying no, basically, but with...
Yeah.
So one said based on the term.
No, Ruby said it's not sustainable.
Yeah.
Sitle said it is sustainable.
Just depending on the season. Because
she has the seasonality, yeah, yeah, in a relationship. How often do you think you seek validation from your girlfriend?
I want to go into like how often I'm indecisive, because I want to actually tell a story where I was indecisive. Like, we were chilling one night. The usual topic comes up when two people are chilling. We're both getting hungry. You can hear each other's stomachs beatboxing to each other. Grrr, 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 grrr. So yeah, that happens. And you start opening up Uber Eats as a man. And what do? You know, you go to the biggest hits of Uber Eats, you know, you start scrolling and you think, what do I like?
Yeah.
But still cheap. So you start promoting. You say, okay, want some nuggets? Yeah. Person says, no, nuggets, no. Okay. Okay. No chicken. You cancel out chicken. You go to the next thing. Okay.
You cancel out chicken from nuggets.
Yeah, you cancel out chicken. You say, okay, maybe go one more time. Okay, so you want Nando's?
Yeah, no, okay, but it's
so
for the
you know what I mean? Yeah, sure. And she was like, geez, what? And she literally just snapped, I don't know, she had a long day, but she snapped, I don't know, and she said, why can't you just make a decision? And I just said, because we're both hungry. I also don't know what I want to eat, you know? And
yeah.
In that moment, I was just like, yo, like, geez, am I not a man? Because I don't know what I want to eat and what I should be. But if you think about it, man, like, a man being indecisive is seen as such a horrible thing, because think back to like human history. Imagine like all of us brews are going to go hunt one cow. One guy comes back, guy chicken. You know what I mean? It's like, he didn't know if he wanted the chicken, didn't know if he wanted the cow.
Yeah.
So I understand why men need to be decisive, but I feel like it's just such an unrealistic expectation on men, because it's like, dude, we're also human. We also have confusion. We also have different preferences at different levels.
And I think a lot of the times, like, okay, for this type of, for your story right now, a lot of the times men are indecisive because we want to consider you.
Yeah.
So we want to order something that will also make you satisfied and happy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, maybe as a man, I should know what you like and I should buy the burger you always want. I don't know.
Yeah.
Very, very tricky. The next section is, does confidence equal attraction? Right? So a key line from the clip was, you can be a good guy, but if you're not confident, you'll still lose her. Right? That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
So let's go into the bedroom hesitation. And I want to go into a story. I mean, I remember back when I was about 19, 18, first year university, I had the biggest crush on this girl throughout high school. 3 years. I think you probably know who she is. Great. 10, 11, and 12. Everybody knew that I liked her. She even knew that I liked her. But then I just wasn't, you know, acting out. Cool. First year, I'm like, you know what? We're in University of Pretoria. We're confident. Let's rock. Let me go get this girl. I get this girl. Ask her to like on a date and she's down. I can see she's attracted to me. Mm. I make the mistake of asking like, hey, is it cool if I like kiss you right now? Mm. That turns her off. Mm. We even get to the point where we pass that. Now we're in the room. Now, obviously, the climate at the time, like consent was everything. Mm. Consent is now everything. And I think a lot of guys are scared, Gen Z guys, on how to move around this thing. So now we're in the room, we're kissing. And then like, I'm like, can I touch your boobs? Do you get what I'm saying?
Are you breaking the vibe?
Because I'm not trying to obviously like...
You know, you have to understand it's... Can I touch your boobs? It's not like you're just talking and you're like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then she's just like... She literally went... Ah! I was just like, well, she's like, dude, like, just... Dude, why are you
just
asking?
Just do it!
Yeah, I said, like, why are you asking?
Take me!
So now I'm there... Can I touch your boobs? Touching the boobs now. Boobs touching. Do you want to have sex? And she's just there like, dude, you know what?
Let's leave this thing.
Packs up her stuff and then she leaves.
That's actually happened to me too, actually.
Serious,
In uni. Also.
So now, from this story, I'm seeing that this is a recurring theme.
Yeah.
And men need to find a way to...
Balance.
Read the room.
Yeah.
In a very consensual way.
Yeah.
Right? Because women don't just want nice. They want certainty, presence, and leadership.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, how do you tell that it's sexy time?
You know, this reminds me of like, I don't know, tell this story. Okay, I'll tell the story. Like, this reminds me of this guy. This guy I once knew.
He's telling me, I'm the guy.
This guy I once knew. And like, he's a very confident, I would say, you know, your alpha male type vibe guy. Cool, one of those guys, right?
And, I don't know who this is, but yeah.
And he's, you know, he's in a room with his partner, right? Yeah. And, you know, as a guy, you can only be confident to a certain extent, right?
Because,
you know, you want to get into that room, you want to show presence, you want to show dominating spirit, because that's like literally what kind of sex is kind of like, you know what I mean? It's a flow of things. But yeah, he's with this girl, she's looking at him, oh, they're making love, it's amazing. She looks in the eyes and says, slap me right now. And, you know, he looks at her and he's like, oh, okay. Because they're in it. They're in the sex. You can't break character in sex. It's like, you know what I mean? You break character in sex. We have to, oh my days. You don't know when this opportunity is going to come again. Yeah. You're grateful to be part of the cast. So he just does that. Mm. She says, slap me like a motherfucking man. I want to ask you the question you asked me. Being confident as a man, are you going to slap me? She said, slap me like a man.
I wouldn't take that risk, bro.
So there are certain things I feel like there's a limit in confidence that we could have as a man.
You're such an extremist on the show.
I'm being for real though, bro. You can't be everything. You know, like you'll say to... You ask me a question, you use
extreme points to try, like justify.
Because if we go based off the thing of like
such calm points,
if we go for the thing of like being confident is being able to like make a girl feel like she's being taken care of, she doesn't have to make decisions, she doesn't have to have like a it can get too far.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, also in your confidence, you must have limitations. You know what I mean?
Okay, but
like,
so can I look? Okay, I agree with you.
So, for example.
Not that I agree with you, I hear you.
You hear me, yeah. You don't have to agree with me. Yeah. That's basically what I'm just trying to say.
So now I'm saying in the bedroom, how do you tell? My question was, how do you tell when it's sexy time?
Because that's
what took me through some SNL.
You know, I took you through that story because I think about that story because it's like there is no right way to know about when sexy time is or who wants sexy time in a certain way and who, because you told the story now and you were trying, like in my mind, I was like, this sweet little gentleman, young man was, touch your boob, touch your, other guys, huh, you know what I mean? They threw you on the bed, they say, yes, I mean, you know what I mean? Different type of lovers, you feel me? So that's why I was saying, like, there's different ways to go about it, but you must have limitations in your confidence. And also, like, can I say something? Like, how do women turn us on as men, besides saying, let's have sex?
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's a really good point. And I think women should maybe teach us there at home, like, what are the signs that like, a man should see that it's time for us to take that step and it's safe enough for us to take that step?
Yeah, I watched the TikTok. This girl was like, oh, I just got home and this man did the laundry. He bought groceries. Oh, let me check the bathroom. The bathroom is clean. And in the comment section, everyone's like, we know what time it is. We know what time. And I was like, what?
You see,
like,
what I'm saying?
That's so confusing for me. Like,
I was speaking to Sita about this, I think yesterday or 2 days ago. But it's like, dude, we need to communicate what our signs are of showing that it's time for us to kiss. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because now I'm thinking.
So if you guys know CK inside the, because these people lambs are guys.
What?
Yes, in public. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, my point.
But you guys saying no?
No. Yes, we do. We do.
Okay.
We agree.
Okay.
My point, because then, for example, like, let's say I get home. Maybe for her to initiate a kiss is like steamy shower, and she's like, "Yo, come let's shower." Do you hear what I'm saying?
In your mind, you're like, I'm dirty. I'm gonna
go shower to connect. You know what I'm saying? Maybe for me, it's you know, holding your thigh for 7 seconds instead of 4. So my point is that to people out there, we need to like tell your partner what the trigger is.
Yeah.
Now this person is showering 4 times a day trying to show you to do something.
Oh, yes. Boop, boop.
And nothing is happening.
And nothing is happening.
He says boop, mwah, still. Nothing. Fuck it. She's not attracted to me. No, man, communication. But let's unpack why she feels bored.
Yeah.
Right? I've got two possible truths here. And I want you to, this is a section for you. I want you to be for section A and then also be for section B. So you're going to basically be in both sides, right? So two possible truths. She's used to toxic stimulation. Chaos for her equals excitement. And calm is boring. Yeah? I'll say it again. She's used to toxic stimulation. Chaos is excitement. Calm is boring. Mm. B, he lacks polarity. He has no mystery. He has no edge. He has no masculine energy. Which one do you lead? First one, which one do you lean towards the most first?
Oh, so it's like these two are happening at the same time. So, but it's like, it's kind of like, is this happening or is this happening?
Yeah. Okay. So like A or B.
Yo, you don't think two things can happen at the same time?
I do, but I want you to be on both. I think it's both of them.
I think it's both,
I'm just saying like.
Yeah, I think it's both. I don't know what to tell you. I think it's both.
Fuck my game then.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
No, it's okay. Let's move on.
I'm back.
No, it's okay. I also do think it's both. I think that she is used.
It can't be B because you can't complain about the food you ordered if you knew the ingredients. Why'd you ask to date that person?
Yeah.
So it can't be that, no, he's not mysterious. He's not water. Because it's like, dude, you're talking about your boyfriend. Not our boyfriend.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend. You chose him.
And I think he has muscular energy because he fixes the things at the house.
Yeah.
He's also like giving her comfort by like maybe potentially buying her
and
things.
The way she describes him is close to perfect. So
I think it's just a boop. And then they must do maybe 3 positions instead of 1 in a night. Like, let's cut the missionary. Let's try some reverse cowgirl.
I'm listening. I'm listening to your professional advice.
Okay, let's go into self-awareness, man.
Oh, that was the only one in the game.
Yeah, no, there's another game coming.
Oh, okay, sure.
Should I give you the game now?
Yes.
Do you want to play a game?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
The game is ick or not.
Okay.
South African edition.
Awesome.
Right? So you're going to say ick or not.
Yeah.
You guys can play at home as well.
Or not! I like that show name.
So he still lives, and let me finish.
Uh-huh.
He still lives at home, but it's a big house in the suburbs.
Hmm. Can she visit? Can the girlfriend visit? Or is that all we get?
Ick or not?
Not. Let that brother live in a back room. Watch my answer change. But yeah.
He asks to split the bill, but he drives a German car.
He needs to sell the German car and pay for lunch.
He says, let's bowl together, but currently has nothing going on. So he's there. Let's pay
tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do it. Tomorrow. Like, come on. Let's walk in. You and I can see it. But he's doing fuck all.
You know, sometimes I think like, sorry. But isn't that how it's like to date an entrepreneur when like things that he hasn't made movement yet?
I don't know. Let's ask.
No, you can't say let's ask because you have movement. Oh, you know what I mean? You have things. You have things that you can say that you have. But there are people that are like still wanting to
someone's
do.
Someone's like baby born, eh?
Yeah.
You see shoes. People wear shoes every single day.
Whoa!
So because they wear shoes every day,
uh-huh,
they need to do what to those shoes? Clean them.
Yeah.
So bona ne, reka sunlight,
spaghet,
and then we start doing it like koka, see ne? 40 rand, then boom, Bedford View.
Yeah.
From there, 250.
She goes to sleep. Toothbrushes have been used. Why does the one doctor out of 10 say toothbrushes don't work? Let's ask them, babe. We're going to create a company where the 1 out of 10 doctors says, yes, it works. Then it can be 100% the next day. But you see, bicycles, they need to sell ice cream.
Remember back vomit, eh?
Yo.
I was once with a person like that. Yo, it's a lot.
I was with a person like that who used to say like they had dreams about the career that they were in. But they would not do anything to action it out, obviously. And I understand why for a woman it can be an ache. Because it's like, dude, it's like, yo, dude, like, I want to see you grow. And I also believe in your growth.
Yeah.
But it seems like the only person who doesn't is you.
But you know what I've seen? I feel like men don't mind women that don't have much ambition, right? So, like, they can be with the woman that, like, cooks, cleans, does all these things. Like,
an NPC, does NPC nothing. Hands, like, NPC hands, NPC, yeah.
Like, does nothing. Yeah. Has no goals.
Nothing.
Like, nothing.
Yeah.
They don't mind that because they've got someone to, like, they have, like, a sexy maid at home. Then they go out and then they go get stimulation. So they'll go speak to somebody. They'll be stimulated. Yeah. They'll be like, oh, my God, this is a nice conversation.
Or at work, they have someone that they speak to.
Side chick likes soccer. Yeah. They speak about soccer.
Yeah.
Or the side chick is an economist.
Yeah.
Economist.
That's a big thing, hey?
Yeah.
Like, looking for the missing qualities of our partners and other people.
Yeah.
Because in J&J, you're trying to have the full image.
Yeah. Shit. He's spiritual and prays, but has a crazy past he doesn't talk about.
Everyone can be saved. So I'm just going to say, it's cool. It's cool, man.
He's very respectful, but not dominant at all.
Again, like, I'm not a woman, so I wouldn't know what that what feels dominant. Not feels like, dominant.
How are you? Are you good? Open the door. Let me open the door for you.
Oh, those
are you
brothers,
okay?
Those
are you okay? Those but brothers. Never like, yo, what's up?
You know when I see those, you know when I see girls with those type of guys that are like these sweethearts.
What are they called?
Like,
Labradors. What are they called?
The ones that if you go, they blow Labrador. Over. Like the one you go,
Golden Retriever.
Golden Retriever boyfriend.
Yeah, I was caught that once. I was like, what the fuck?
You don't give that vibe. Maybe me, but
right?
Not you. Maybe not you. You give like, what's that dog?
Yeah, speak into the mic. Do you think I'm into the mic? Like this, okay, first of, okay, you know what? Actually, I don't.
No.
What
about you?
Yeah. So what's a golden retriever boyfriend?
I think my perspective, mind you, I never looked up the definition, but
I think you're the person that called me a golden retriever boyfriend.
A golden retriever boyfriend is a person that's like, ah, he's happy to see you. He's very excited. Doesn't know how to sit down. Always follows you around the place. And then there's
myself.
Oh yeah, my bad. Okay. Hashtag SaveCK's relationship in the comment section right now.
I think a golden retriever boyfriend is someone who's like, kind, considerate, nice, but like still has dominant traits. So just because you're a golden retriever, I think it's an energy and not necessarily like a full-on personality trait. Like you have those traits of golden retriever, but you're not like
a golden retriever.
Yeah, it's not weak. I feel like men look at it and think it's a weak.
I always find it wild that women compares to like dogs when we think
even
of
with
like
girls, it goes
think of boyfriends. When they think of like boyfriend archetypes, they think of like dogs.
Yeah.
What do we think of? Nothing. Like we think of them as people.
What do they do?
We think of them as people.
Yeah. People.
Chihuahua boyfriend. It's better than a Chihuahua boyfriend.
Yeah. That's given like a sassy boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like a woof.
Yeah.
Like a woof woof.
No, no, like maybe like, I don't know. Anyway, so the points.
So
the
they
points,
have temperaments. Points. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another point.
He asks what you like in bed before you've even kissed.
You like to pop that pussy open for a real nigga, baby? What type of dog does that? You like it? Oh, I'm going to tickle you. I'm going to tickle you, lambs, and tickle you all over that luscious body, baby.
He doesn't
like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You like that? No?
Okay. We get it. We get it. It's becoming a bit too sensual. He doesn't drink or go out at all.
At all?
Drink or go out?
Yeah, it's okay, bro.
I think that's an ick for me, bro. That's an ick. Like, I don't mind the not drinking, but like, step outside. Let's come, like, you know? Like, if I'm going to a bar and I want, like, just come with me, drink your lemonade.
Let people be who they are, Tato. I've met people that don't like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not for me.
Oh, yeah, it's not for you. Yes. Yeah, yeah, I hear
people
you.
People can be whatever they want. Yeah. There's people that out there that eat dogs.
I've met girls that, like, don't go out, zero, like, on the dots. Don't want to. Even if you take them out, they
And you like that?
No, I didn't like. I thought I did back in the day. I thought it meant like they were higher than society.
Okay. And remember, offense is taken, not given, eh? He posts.
Hey! Okay, what? Yes, I remember. I'm going to remember.
He posts motivational quotes every morning.
Wow, really? So just because I post motivational.
Nothing to do with you.
This has everything to do with me.
Yeah. He posts.
But, yeah.
I don't think it's an ick if it's in line with what he does.
No, this girl once told me, because I'm a WhatsApp influencer. I've said this on the podcast like over and over. There's many of us in South Africa WhatsApp influencers. We love to interact with people. Sometimes it's not even about the interaction. I just want to show you guys what I've learned today. I want to show you guys God is good. I want to show you guys that tomorrow's going to be fine. I want to show you guys that, oh shame, maybe I went through this story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Awesome. Love being a WhatsApp influencer. Now, as a man, I am the only guy in my friendship group who posts WhatsApp stories. I think that you post WhatsApp stories maybe once a week.
No, once a month.
I don't think Hunter knows about WhatsApp stories.
Oh, yeah.
Percy and them, I've never seen. Tanasha, maybe, yes. Thank you. Tanasha's maybe with
Tanasha
me.
Tanasha will post a card.
He'll post maybe one or two. But I've heard a girl tell me that it's like, she says that, what's that lady from Bridgerton? Lady Whistledown. I'm bit like waiting little down. Because every day getting like any updates. God is good. God is going to do this. She says it's like, she's like she doesn't like it. But for me, I'm like, how, dude? It's my form of expression.
But some people like it. Some people like consuming it.
Yes, some people like consuming it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lady whistle down. That's like being called Gossip Girl.
But you're there.
The
only thing missing is the XOXO there by you. So.
Yeah, whatever. That's whatever. I take no shame. I'm proud. I'm proud of myself.
Like I said, offense is taken, not given.
Take it.
He lasts 2 minutes, but is very attentive afterwards.
He what?
He lasts 2 minutes in bed.
Can't you, how long was this guy supposed to last? He lasts 5 days and he's not attentive. No, I'm just joking. What do you think?
I think being attentive is good. Maybe that's 2 minutes easy.
What does 2 minutes have to do with his attentiveness? Like, what are these two, like, what's the relation between having sex and
basically,
being
attentive? Like, the sex is quick, but then afterwards he's gonna be like, can I please you? Like, are you okay? Are you satisfied?
Oh, he's attentive, like body wise.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it's like after sex. So tell me about your day.
It could be that too. It could be that. Okay, the last one. There's so many, but I'm gonna choose one more.
Yeah, no stress, bro.
He's soft-spoken and calm and never raises his voice.
Then they call you boring. You know, as a man, you can't win. You can't win as a man. Then they call you boring in the room when you don't talk. Mm. Yeah, they're being mysterious in the corner. Hey, dog, what do you drink, dog? You want Henny or you want tequila? Whatever. Whatever's there, bro. Ice, no ice. I'm cool. Dog, what do you think about the war that's happening in the world? It's whack. Can this man tell us something? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Lex emotions.
Yeah, anyways.
Okay, cool. So, one of my last questions, and this is my last question, actually.
Oh.
Are you bored because he's not challenging you, Chomi, or because he's not activating you? So I'm going to leave that question with all the ladies at home. Because we need to know, would you respect this man if you didn't feel sorry for him?
Yeah, my only, I agree, you said, such a last statement. My only thing is that, like, and I see it in SA so much, like, and it's like, I want to say 80% of the couples, people date people they don't like. I don't know why people do it. I don't know what's the joy in it, but just stop doing that thing. Like, if you don't like the person next to you in the room and you're dating, dog.
Yeah, no, you're
leave
splitting.
That person
like,
alone.
Like, you shouldn't be dating someone for the feminine roles or the masculine roles they need to give. It's meant to be like, I actually enjoy spending time with this person.
Yes, because every time, even with girls that like aren't happy in their relationship, they'll be like, ah, but he does this for me. So what, bro? You don't like him.
Anybody can do those things.
Anyone can do that. Like, don't date people you don't like because this is your forever thing.
Yeah.
It's your forever thing. This is going to be your smile, your anger, your tears. And if you don't like this person and you're reading how to be a better partner as that person is, you're going to be described as perfect. You need to leave the room, bro. And that's the boop for you ladies back home.
If you guys enjoyed this episode of Seated and Leveled, I'm Betty. If you enjoyed this new type of episode, please give us some feedback, guys. We need to know, like, yo, go back to the old stuff, or this is gold. We love it. Please continue.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know us, I'm Tato, and this is Leveled and Betty. You can catch us on Instagram, catch us on TikTok. And I also teach people every single day how to make money from content. So go into the description, and the link is in the bio. It's you. Danko.
Danko. See it.